Hello, everyone. Grain markets finished the day on an upbeat note, at least in the wheat markets, with double-digit increases during the day. Justin Lewis from KIS Futures will take a look at what traders were thinking today, and we'll look at the opening markets right after that. Justin, we're rolling now, so anytime.
Wheat futures were sharply higher today, with July Kansas City closing up 18 and a quarter at 742 and a half. We were stronger today for really two reasons. There's rumors going around that China and Russia have been purchasing wheat as the sell-off has made it cheap on the world market, and then the overall dollar rally we've had, the U.S. dollar index rally we've had over the past couple months. So the U.S. wheat is really competitive on the world market, and that's bringing in non-traditional buyers like Russia. You know, Russia doesn't typically come to the U.S. for wheat. They have their own wheat, but we're cheap enough right now, and that's what's propping us up here. But there's also a threat of a little bit of freeze possibility tonight and tomorrow night in the northern Oklahoma panhandle and then the northern Texas panhandle and western Kansas. It doesn't look like it's a high probability, but there is a fear there, and that's also pumping up wheat prices just a little bit. This morning, Informa came out with a wheat estimate here, and it looks like the winter wheat production here in the U.S. is going to be a little bit lower than last year at 1,631 million bushels versus 1,645 million bushels last year. So they lowered it just a little bit for the winter wheat. For spring wheat, they lowered it just a touch as well. It came in at 486 million bushels versus 505 million last year. And then overall, if you combine those two numbers there, it puts production at 2,220 million bushels or 2,220 million bushels this year versus 2,269 million bushels last year. So overall here in the U.S., they're estimating just a little bit lower. But if you look at their world number, they actually increased it about, not bushels, but metric tons. They increased about 50 million metric tons to 704 total. And then looking forward tomorrow, we've got the export report tomorrow morning. And they're looking for wheat to be 400 to 700, corn 175 to 450, and soybeans 300 to 625. And then Sunday night, they're going to change the grain hours to the new hours, and we're looking. They're going to open every night at 7 p.m. and then trade all the way till 7:45 a.m. the next morning, then open back up at 8:30 a.m. and trade to 1:15. So we're going to have a little bit of change of hours starting Sunday night, and so things will change just a little bit based on that.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Looking at how our markets are opening on this Wednesday afternoon, Kansas City May wheat is up 8 cents at 743 and a quarter as we open this afternoon. July contract up 7.5 at $7.50 per bushel even. Chicago May corn up 1.75 cents at 643 and a quarter. July contract up 1.5 at 631 and three quarters. Our soybean markets are making a comeback after an earlier disappointment today. May contract up 3 cents at 1383 and a quarter, and the July contract up 2.5 at 1360 and one quarter. That's a look at your opening afternoon grain markets on this Wednesday afternoon. Make it a great evening, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.